You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Concert for the fund that's celebrating its 25th anniversary at this event. And I'm currently joined by RNIB's Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer, Dan Fisher. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. Can you just give us a bit of a reflection of how important this event is in so many different ways? Because it not only highlighted support like funds like this, but also many great artists who have benefited from it.
Tonight, as you know, most people in the room, I think, were blown away. I certainly was. And I guess for several reasons, really. First of all, it reminds us how important music is in the blind and partially sighted community, within the community itself, but also, you know, helping people in the general public understand blindness. It's a really accessible way of communicating to the wider world. And I think the fund, you know, which we're very proud to administer, aside from carrying on the legacy of a person who was clearly a wonderful woman, Elizabeth, who went to a music concert by a blind organist, and from that point onwards really dedicated her legacy to supporting generations of blind musicians, aside from that, it's just showing how, with the right support, with the right nurturing from RNIB's music service and other charities as well, blind musicians can really represent the community, can really thrive, can really engage as professional musicians and spread the word. So it's brilliant.
There has been also a special recognition during tonight's ceremony. Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
So many listeners, I'm sure, will remember Sally Zimmerman, who for, I think, 25 years was head of the RNIB's Music Advisory Service, and with her colleague James Ryson, who was also co-chairing the event this evening, ran that service for many, many years, and quite a national institution, remembered, you know, by everyone here in the room this evening for her light touch, sometimes stern words, but always inspiration, always pushing the blind musicians who came into the RNIB through the service. And the service, of course, continues today, and it's a remarkable legacy she carries.
What would you say would be your takeaway from today's event going forward with the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Fund and just music in general when it comes to blind and partially sighted people? What's the kind of takeaway and next steps for this?
A takeaway, if any of us needed reminding, is of the importance of music to the community itself, but also as a method of, you know, breaking down barriers between the community and the wider sighted population. So for RNIB, it underlines the importance of the fund, obviously, but also the importance of our ongoing work in music. And of course, across the wider charitable sector, the importance of nurturing visually impaired musicians so that they can thrive in what is, you know, a difficult industry. So something we're very proud of and very committed to.
Fantastic. Dan Fisher, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.